Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and thanks for tuning in once again to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. If you're not already connected with us on our various social media outlets, we do invite you to do so by following us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, all at EPodcast Network. Today we're speaking with Jeff Gottfirst and Derek Jackson, co-founders at CyberDive, the free online platform that allows parents to monitor their children's social media accounts. And gentlemen, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you for having us. We appreciate you taking the time to learn about CyberDive.
Yeah, thank you, Eric. It's great to be here.
And thank you, gentlemen, for taking the time to be with us. Looking forward to hearing all the details on CyberDive. So for starters, if you would, Jeff, what was the inspiration behind starting CyberDive? Let's start there.
What inevitably happened was I had just returned from summiting Mount Everest, and two things happened. One, I noticed that I had just gotten back from Everest, yet my kids were more interested in social media than talking to me about Everest. Plus, I began to follow along a story about a young girl who had been sexually assaulted, and then her pictures had been put on social media. So at that juncture, I knew there was a problem, and we needed to find a solution. And in order to do that, I needed to find a great partner to create this startup with, and enter Derek Jackson.
So at the same time, I was an intelligence officer on active duty with the Army, and I was deployed overseas with Special Forces Group. And I was in charge of a team of intelligence analysts who were watching how ISIS was using social media, both to recruit foreign fighters and to spread their message. So a lot of the tools and tactics that we use to find people who were in South America, for example, recruiting foreign fighters and then transporting them into the Middle East, we did all of that stuff manually. And we've taken those same tools and techniques, and we've built automated processes to really give parents the power to be the decision maker in their kids' lives.
And the importance of what we wanted to build was this. We wanted to make sure that we built something that was free, that was kind of like 911. That anyone could use it at any time. It provided valuable information, and it solved a problem for parents like us who just didn't have the time to go through all of our kids' social media accounts and not only find the negative, but also find the positive and kind of learn about our kids again and sometimes even get answers to questions that maybe we don't like what they're doing, but sometimes as a parent, we need to know that stuff.
For sure on that, and gentlemen, really is awesome what you're doing here through CyberDive, such a need in the space. Now, tell us, take it further, Derek, what are some of the ways CyberDive keeps parents better informed about their child's activity?
So just like Jeff said, as a parent of a child of any age between like 8 and 15, when they get a phone for the first time, they're going to have access to so many different social media platforms, whether it be Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, TikTok, Discord. There's an unlimited number of these places where kids can meet people, connect, chat, send messages, send pictures. And as a parent, even if you have the ability to log into those accounts and scroll through all of that information, you're never going to have time to do that. You have a job, you have your own hobbies and things you want to do, and frankly, you have your own social media and you want to keep up with your own profiles. So we've created tools that make it really easy to see the important things from that information. We have something called a word cloud, where we take all of the words that they're using in any text form, combine it together, and show you what words they're using most often. We analyze the sentiment, or essentially how the kids are feeling when they're posting certain posts and photos, and we put that into what we call a vibes meter. So you can see within the last 7 days whether or not they've been positive, neutral, or negative. You can see over the last 30 days if there's been any differences. So if something big happened in your life and you think that affected them in a negative way, you can see if their social media activity is actually showing evidence of that. We also have a really awesome feature, an entire section where you can see who they're friends with. So not only can you just see an entire list of their friends from all the platforms in one place, but we identify to you who they're interacting with most often, and we also alert you when they make a new friend.
And the key for us was to create something that aggregated all of the information into a simple platform. We all have a morning rotation when we wake up, and that's we go on our we go on to see the weather, we check our email, we might check the stock market. We wanted to put CyberDive in there where a parent had the ability to just check in at it three or four times a day and be able to say, hey, my kid has become friends with one new person, two new people, they have a new post, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And for us, it's a very easy concept that the parent is usually giving the child a phone and is able to say, hey, I'm leasing you this phone, for lack of a better term, and I want you to have CyberDive on. And it's not because I don't trust you or anything. It's you need a seatbelt. And as we all remember, there was a time when cars didn't have seatbelts. That was for a long time that lasted. We know that parents want to be able to give kids a seatbelt and want to get back in their lives. But just like me, I have fallen asleep at the wheel, and it's not intentional. I didn't want to do that. It's just social media got so big. Life is so busy with work and all the other things we all do as parents. We wanted to create something that was easy, that was clever, and that gave parents vital, important information that allowed them to make drastic decisions, either good or bad, about their kids' lives and help kids and parents come back together.
It's certainly a truckload of advantages here, no question about that. And I'd be curious also, what are some ways parents can start meaningful conversations with their kids around social media use and online safety?
I think the way that we have found is that parents want to have the interaction. And what we've also found is that a lot of kids also want to have that interaction, but somewhat there's this kind of dichotomy that's taken place where parents often feel like, hey, I don't want to talk to my kid about social media, and the kid doesn't want to talk to the parent about social media. We really wanted to create something that was a warm product that encouraged asking questions, that helped kids become better digital citizens, and inevitably led to better outcomes in our society. We just didn't build this as a monitor. We really built this for people and planet, something to improve the lives of kids as well as parents.
Today we're joined by CEO Jeff Gottfirst and CTO Derek Jackson, co-founders at CyberDive, the free online platform that allows parents to monitor their children's social media accounts. They've joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, tell us, what has the response been from parents actually using CyberDive?
So universally, all of the parents who have signed up for CyberDive have been able to use it in some positive form. So they've either used it to have the first serious, real, deep conversation about social media and online safety with their kids. They've used it to maybe find out something that their kids were doing online, and then they could help stop that behavior. But across the board, parents have said it saves them time, it's increased the connection with their kids, and it really makes them feel safer and like they have a better handle of what their kids are doing on social media.
And to go a step further, we also found there's also a very positive psychological effect for parents and so forth. Because we as parents are so far removed from where our kids are on social media, even getting a glimpse back in, just a little, the door opens up a little. It allows us to kind of, as parents, feel like, hey, I am back in there. I am back engaged. I am able to engage with them. If they're putting up posts about pyramids and of Egypt and so forth, that gives me an idea. Well, hey, maybe I can go online and buy them a book of photography about Egypt. Or sometimes it's going to be negative. Why is my child lives in Los Angeles, California. Why are they friends with someone who lives in Toronto, Canada? You know, I mean, there's these very cool interactions that we can now allow to take place between parent and child, and it hasn't been there before. We've created something that's very useful, very applicable, and most importantly, we really think it has the ability to be a little disruptive and change these relationships that parents and kids have right now on social media, where there really isn't a relationship. And believe me, I was one of those parents as well.
Well, gentlemen, you're certainly making a positive impact with technology and as a parent with kids and adolescents using technology and social media. This is fantastic. I'm sure any parent tuning in today is Very appreciative of your efforts on behalf of CyberDive. Before you go, I'd love to tap into some of your entrepreneurial expertise here. Obviously, you had an idea and made it happen and brought it to market. But if you would, what's your biggest piece of advice for aspiring entrepreneurs or someone with a business idea who doesn't know what to do next? We have a lot of entrepreneurs tuning in around the world today. What's your advice for those folks?
Well, I would say one thing to those entrepreneurs, and it's a universal saying that I say to all our employees and everyone we meet with: age wrinkles the skin, but giving up wrinkles the soul. And I would say, all you have to do is just continue to grind.
And along with that, I just want to add one thing. The first time that I met with Jeff, we had this idea and we started talking about it. And obviously, you can assume all of the complications behind developing the algorithms we have to use to get the data, analyze the data, and then give it to parents in an easy and quick and understandable way. And when we sat down and we drew out the entire idea on pieces of paper, on napkins, for example, sometimes it seems impossible. But one of the first things Jeff ever said to me, and I think this is what I live by now, and it's what I would say to any aspiring entrepreneur out there, is that practical dreamers achieve impossible objectives. So if you have a dream, get practical about it, make a plan, execute, and you're going to get there.
100%.
Spot on advice. Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us here today, and I'm sure our listeners want to know how they can access and or get more information on CyberDive online. Where's the best place online to do so?
You can sign up free at our website, cyberdive.co, and definitely give it a try. We really appreciate you having us on here. Again, we know we've created a great product. It's been a lot of hard work in doing it, and the more people who get behind it, the better. And again, we thank you for having us on here.
And you're certainly more than welcome, and it has been our pleasure to have had you both with us here today. Again, gentlemen, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
And you're certainly more than welcome. We've been speaking with the CEO, Jeff Gottfirst, and CTO, Derek Jackson, co-founders of CyberDive, the free online platform that allows parents to monitor their children's social media accounts. And for further information and to tap into this fabulous platform, visit cyberdive.co. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.